Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, and I am your host, Jesse Steele. Oh, thank you very much. It is December 1st, the beginning of the most wonderful time of the year. Why don't we get out of the news? Speaking of Christmas, let's not forget that coming up, the Bishop Chamber of Commerce is putting on the Christmas parade, like usual. Which didn't happen last year, so this year's going to be fantastic. It's Saturday, this December 4th, beginning at 4:30 p.m., and this year's theme is White Christmas. Wouldn't that be awesome if it just started snowing this weekend, even though it's not even, like, forecasted or anything? That I'd get behind for the Christmas season. That would be rad. So, immediately following the parade is the tree lighting ceremony. It will be at the front of the Bishop City Park, like usual. There'll be carols and all the good stuff that you and the family want to go check out and see for this holiday season. Maybe this old Scroogey Grinch will get out there. Also, remember that Sierra Shanti is having their open house right after that. So, the open house is actually during. I read that incorrectly. So Sierra Shanti's open house will take place during and after the, so I was half right, the Christmas parade and the tree lighting. So head over there. There'll be aerial silks happening, and they're actually serving drinks from that position. I'm probably going to have to go just to see what the heck that's all about, because that seems like a messy endeavor that could be awesome. So we'll definitely have to go see that. But head over to Sierra Shanti. Right after the Christmas parade, or during, whatever you want to do, and give that a go. As much as this is not happy news, it is important to say. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 was found in California today. So it's coming home, people. That's only a few weeks away, if not days, from being here, because you know how that stuff goes. I've seen zombie movies. Viruses spread like crazy, especially when they're airborne, and not everybody is taking it seriously. So, be ready for that. Mask up. Use your hand sanitizer. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you're not going to get vaccinated, then it's really important that you mask up and stay away from people. But everybody, just be responsible. At this time, scientists have very little concrete information on the Omicron variant. Currently, scientists around the world are working to understand more about the variant, how fast it can spread, whether vaccinations or past infections of other COVID-19 variants can protect against it, and if it can produce more serious effects than its predecessors. Thus far, data shows that cases of the Omicron variant have primarily been affecting young people, mostly resulting in symptoms of fatigue and body aches. As mentioned before, scientists have limited information on the variant, but have discovered so far that the Omicron variant has 30 different mutations on its spike protein, or the part of the virus that infects a human cell by binding to it. This suggests that the variant may be more transmissible and more resistant to antibodies from previously having another COVID-19 variant or receiving a vaccination against COVID-19. And it is here. They found it in California today. In order to try and slow the spread, the U.S. will be placing travel restrictions on the countries of Botswana, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi, places where the Omicron variant is most prevalent at the moment. Other countries like the United Kingdom, Australia, France, Israel, and Germany will also be putting travel restrictions into effect for the same reason. At this time, the COVID-19 pandemic, we have gone through many variants already, some worse than others. Omicron joins Delta as the only other variant of concern in the U.S., which the CDC defines as a variant for which there is evidence of an increase in transmittability. More severe disease, like increased hospitalizations or deaths, significant reduction in neutralization by antibodies generated during previous infection or vaccination, reduced effectiveness of treatments or vaccines, or diagnostic detection failures. All viruses mutate at some point or another, and health officials state that while this new variant is unknown, this is not necessarily a cause for panic or alarm. At this time, we have a much better understanding of COVID-19 than we ever have before, giving us a foothold and a better advantage on how best to deal with the Omicron variant. During the holiday season, amidst all the gathering and travels, as well as flu season, it's important to do our part to keep each other safe. After recent surges of COVID-19 infection in Inyo County, we now have public mask mandates which require face coverings in all public indoor settings. We also have free clinics to get COVID-19 vaccines, booster shots, pediatric vaccines, and flu shots. All aspects are important to help control the spread of the virus. In small communities like ours, working together is essential in times when our entire population is affected. Remember that in our area, we have limited healthcare resources. There are only so many healthcare workers, hospital beds, ICU units, and pieces of equipment. An overwhelming amount of infections would be a huge strain on our local hospital. And not only would it make it more difficult for those with COVID-19 to get treatment, but for those with other injuries or illnesses to get treatment as well. This holiday season, be compassionate to those around you and to our healthcare workers, and do your part to keep our community safe and healthy. Articles written by Ella Boehm. You know, the holidays are a tough time of year. Like I mentioned in the beginning, there's a lot of pressure to make a lot of things happen, especially coming off of quarantine and the last couple of years that we've had. It's not always that easy to pull together a turkey and all the food and presents for everybody and 55 things across the board more than that. Financially, not everybody's in the best place for that. Mentally, not everybody's in the best place for that. So one thing that we've done to try to help out is Eastern Sierra Now has partnered with Brood Awakening and the nonprofit Smile Seekers to help get a little bit more Christmas cheer out there for everybody. So Smile Seekers has donated, through gifts from the Marine Corps, presents for both boys and girls that we will be donating to families in need. So that way it can help get all those little boys and girls smiles for Christmas, because they might just get that present that they want after all. And we are super stoked to be a part of this and to help out with our partners, Brood Awakening Coffee in Big Pine, as well as Smile Seekers. So in order to apply for this program, you go to EasternSierraNow.com. There will be an ad in the top corner for this program. If you click there, it's going to take you to an application where you will just put in your basic info, name, email, blah, blah, blah. How many kids you have? Are they boys or the girls? What kind of presents do they, that kind of thing, you know? And then once that's all put together, then they're going to try to get this out by December 19th. That isn't the tentative date yet, though, so that might change. So keep checking back on Eastern Sierra Now to make sure that you know the exact date this is going to happen. But it's such a great event, and I couldn't ask for better partners in this. So please head over to Eastern Sierra Now and fill that out. If you get there too soon, it might not be up yet because it's being built as we speak, but for sure by tomorrow. You know what else is hard during the holiday season? Staying fit, not eating all the amazing candy and treats and all the good stuff that's out there, or even just exercising when you're so busy. I think that ding was like an idea. I've got an idea. Let's listen to Coach Ashley McLaughlin and her ideas on staying fit and healthy this holiday season. Ashley?
Happy holidays! Coach McLaughlin here, or Buddy the Elf, whatever you want to call me. While this time of year is undoubtedly the most wonderful of all, it can also bring unwelcome feelings of stress, uncertainty, and a little bit of whatever happens, happens when it comes to your health and fitness routines. Am I right? I'm telling you now, the month ahead of you doesn't have to feel that way. You don't have to go into 2022 feeling tired and bloated. You don't have to feel deprived at every holiday party or family gathering. What you can feel is empowered, motivated, and in control of your health and wellness for the next 4 weeks with my 4-step Holiday Health Survive and Thrive Guide I have created for you. I've thought of it all. How to stay on track while still enjoying the foods you love most. The secret to avoid giving into your cravings. How to stay in a good mindset all month long. And even how to stay active while incorporating your family all at the same time. Look out for my link for the full details on my 4-week Holiday Health Survive and Thrive Guide that goes into more depth on these 4 details that I have mentioned above. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Okay, thanks for that, Buddy the Elf. Yeah, head over to EasternSierraNow.com to get more of her tips and tricks and to see those 4 things she was talking about. That's going to do it for us today. I am Jesse Steele signing off for Eastern Sierra Now on this December 1st. Oh, ho, ho.